Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shir, Parshas Shlach. We are talking about the two aspects, the two parts of the chet of the Meraglim. One was denying Hashkachas Hashem, that Hashem's going to take care of them. And the other is a chisaron, and is Lashon Hara Eretz Yisrael. One is a chisaron emuna. And the other is a Lashon Hara Eretz Yisrael. And the Chisar Namuna that was directed to the Rashi Sanhedros. We see in Pasuk Chavav, Perek Yud Gimel, and it says, "Vayelchu vayavo al Moshe val Aaron al kol adas bnei Yisrael al midbar Paran kedesha, vayishivu asim davar es kol ha'eda vayarum es pri haaretz." So we have in this pasuk first the kol adas bnei Yisrael and kol ha'eda. So on the Kol Ha'eda, it says, Vayter, and that's the Rosh Hashanah, the leaders, it says, the whole idea that they're stronger than God. It's a nice land, but they're stronger than God. And then Vayter, Vayetziu Divas Ha'aretz El B'nai Yisrael, and they told the Jewish people, because the leaders, they have to tell, the leaders are in charge of the war. They have to tell the leaders that things aren't going to go with the war. Sekaitnish. And then when it comes to the value of Eretz Yisrael, the chashivas of Eretz Yisrael, that's when they're speaking to the people. No, it's not kedai for you to come to Eretz Yisrael because it's not a good land. That's motzi dibas haaretz ra. That's the slandering of the land. So that's Betamtzis, what we saw in the first shir. And now we're going to go weiter. The shlichus of the Meraglim was lasur es ha'aretz, to see the good of Eretz Yisrael, like the Malbim is marich b'tchilas ha'parsha. Where even though that was the revealed kavana, but there was another kavana from those who sent the Meraglim, and that is not only should they scout the land to see if it's good, but also to see if they're going to be able to capture it. Now, when it comes to Yehoshua, Yehoshua is Misharis Moshe. Yehoshua is Davuk B'Moshe Legamri. So therefore, they're only Samech and Yehoshua with regard to the question of whether it's a good land or a bad land. They weren't Samech and Yehoshua as to whether they can conquer the land, because of course he's going to say they can conquer the land, because Yehoshua is filled with the moon and Hashem. They weren't Samech and Yehoshua when it comes to that part. So it emerges that Yehoshua was only the Shliach of Mate Ephraim in one prat. Hatoivahim Ra, is it a good land or a bad land? He's going to come back with the truth, but not as far as the can we capture it or not. It's Pashit he's going to say we can capture it. So as far as the second question, can we capture it or not, the shliach of Shevet Yosef was Gadi ben Susi from Menashe. So if so, if both Yehoshua and Gadi were both from Shevet Yosef. Well, then Yedzeh, Gadi ben Susi, lo rak shliach shel Mati Menashe. He was a shliach shel kol Mati Yosef. That's why it's gevaldik. It says only the Gabe Gadi ben Susi, the Mate Yosef, the Mate Menashe, Gadi ben Susi. Because he was representing the whole Shevet Yosef, because he was the Shliach also for the question of whether or not they should conquer the land. That's why it says in Pasuk Lamed, only Vayas Kolei Vesa'am. Lo Dibel Yoshua. Only Kolei, and again, by Yoshua, it doesn't say the Mati Yosef, because he wasn't representing all of Shevet Yosef in total, because he was only representing them as far as the Shiloh of the land, whether it's good or not, but not as far as whether they can capture Eretz Yisrael. So that's why it says in the Pasuk, Vayas Kolev Esa'am, Kolev quieted them down, and not Yehoshua. Because the Nidon is not, if it's a good land, the Nidon is it conquerable? וזה לא הייתה כל ההשפעה ליהושע, שלכתחילה לא על זה נשלח. There was no השפעה for יהושע as far as the conquering the land goes, because that wasn't what he was sent for. Kalev was a shliach for that, so he could speak and impact the Jewish people. But after they're ready, motzi dibas haaretz ra, and now the question is, al tiv haaretz. Now the question is it a good land or a bad land? For that, Yehoshua and shliach are equal. And that's why it says in Pesukim Vav and Zayin, Vayomru Yehoshua v'Kalev. Lashon of the pasuk is V'Yehoshua ben Nun bin Nun v'Kalev ben Yefuna, Menatovim es Haaretz, Karu Bigdayim, Vayomru al Kol Ades bnei Yisrael Leimor, Haaretz asher avarnu ba lasu roisa. Toivo ha'oretz me'oid me'oid. So, Yehoshua and Kalev were those who scattered out the land. They ripped their clothing after the other Meraglim had given this negative report. And they said to all of the Jewish people, the land that we passed through to scout it out is very, very good. And then in Pasuk Ches, Imch, because they're talking about the land. So here Yehoshua and Kalev are equal. So on the Vayahas, when Kalev quieted them, there was Dafka Kalev. Because Kalev, only Kalev was the Shliach on the whether or not they can capture Eretz Yisrael. Yehoshua wasn't. So the Meraglim were saying, no, we can't capture Eretz Yisrael. So Vayahas Kalev, he silenced them when they said we can't capture Eretz Yisrael. Yes, we can. That's Kalev's job. But now Vayter, why did it say both Kalev and Yehoshua? The answer is because now we're talking about whether or not the land is good. Here Kalev and Yehoshua are equal. And then we have Pasuk Ches, Im Chofetz Banu Hashem, Behevi Osanu El Ha'aretz Hazos, Unisana Lanu, Eretz Asher Hizovas, Cholov Udvosh. That this land, if God wants us and he brings us to this land and he gives it to us, the land is flowing with milk and honey. Flowing with milk and honey. V'zeu shehikti mako, because on this Yehoshua is a man de'amar, just like Kalev is a man de'amar. And on this Yehoshua, the Pesuk was makdim. Yehoshua ben Nev, the Kalev ben Yefunim, and Atarim is Aretz Kol Bigdayim. And the Malbim explains that Lasar Atz Aretz is to see is it good or not. And therefore it says that beforehand Yehoshua didn't speak. Because there the issue earlier was can they capture the land? And that's not your question about for Yehoshua, because Yehoshua they're not trusting. Because of course he's going to say, He's a Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu. Of course he's going to say they can capture the land. It's only Vayter that they have this Shaila of is Eretz Yisrael good or not. Here Yoshua is a man the Omer. That's why it says that Yoshua binun v'kol ben Yefunim and Atorim es Haaretz. What does it mean, Menatorim es Haaretz? Because Latur es Haaretz, the Malbim says, is Livdok es Tuva. So if you're dealing with Meraglim, so Meraglim is also to see if you can capture it. That's why Meraglim go, to see if you can capture the land. And that was part of the Shlichus, and Yeshua wasn't in that Shlichus. But the Lassur, to see if it's good or not, to scout it out, to see if it's good, there Yeshua was part of the... It's just like everybody else. So that's why the Pasuk emphasizes here. He was included in Lassur Asaretz, Minatorim Asaretz, and therefore it says in the next Pasuk, Aretz Asher Avarnu Ba Lassur Asa Tovi Mod Me'od. Tov Aretz Mod Me'od. It's very good. ולפי זה אפשר לומר לגבי תפילת משה על יהושע כיושיעך מעצת מרגלים שמבואר בלשון חז"ל that the nidon is on the eitza כיושיעך מעצת מרגלים. In other words, what they had agreed upon originally. And that's the union of Dibas Oretz Ra. That they were going to malign the land. They were going to speak negatively of the land. Which is an Eitzah that they had. That was their idea. That was their Eitzah to use in order that people should accept what they say. Not to go to Eretz Yisrael. Because the fact that they can't capture Eretz Yisrael, that's not an Eitzah. That's just a lack of Emunah. Like it says in Perek Yedaleh, Pasuk Yedaleh, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Adani yenatsuni amazev, Vadana lo yaminu bi b'chol ha'otot, sherasiti b'kirbo. It's a lack of Emunah. That's not an Eitzah. The Eitzah is, how are we going to prevent the Jews from coming into Eretz Yisrael? What we're going to say is that that it's not a good land. It eats the inhabitants. So, Kaya Shiacha Me'atzas Meraglim. Moshe Rabbeinu was choshish for the Eitzah. The Eitzah was to malign the land. So, the Chisar Nemuna, Yoshua is not going to be Nichshol. He's going to be totally cool with that because Moshe is a Talmud. He's a Talmud Muvuk of Moshe Rabbeinu. So he's not going to be Nichshal in Chisaron of Emunah. That we don't have to worry about. What we do have to worry about is he going to be Nichshal in the Eitzah to say that Eretz Yisrael is bad? That's why it says, Koyo Shi'acha Me'atzes Meraglim. He's going to be impacted by their negative Eitzah. Even though he's not included in their lack of Emunah. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had a daven special for Yahushua. So that's all vis-a-vis Yahushua. But vis-a-vis the other Meraglim, that the Chashash was on a lack of Emunah. Because on Dibas Ha'aretz B'Sheker, the Lav Hachi, the only problem is Vayalino Asam, they're going to make the people complain in order to establish the Chisar Emunah. In other words, they started with the Chisar Emunah and then they got the people to complain about Eretz Yisrael, it's not a good land, in order to enhance the Chisar Emunah. Oh, isn't strong enough. So once they try to strengthen the idea that God isn't strong enough to bring them in, so they're going to say the land is bad. So their ikar chashash here is yemur, lack of emunah. And if they don't have emunah, then it's pashut. Shiyasu kol tatzdiki kidei lahani yasa'am. It's pashut they're going to do anything they can in order to convince the people. So maybe daven that they should have emunah. Maybe that should be the tefillah. How can you need daven for the other meraglim? The Iker problem is that they have a lack of emunah. So daven they should have emunah, and they just use the maligning Eretz Yisrael in order to establish their lack of emunah, in order that they shouldn't want to come in because Hashem isn't strong enough during their minhas sham. So maybe they're going to say Eretz Yisrael is a bad place. So daven they should have emunah, and the answer is Hakol b'dei shamayim chutz mi yiras shamayim. That's not up to that's not for tefillah. That's for you to have your own yiras shamayim. It's not for tefillah. What you can daven for is that they shouldn't subvert Yehoshua, act subversively towards Yehoshua, and convince him that it's a bad place to go. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu daven dafka for Yehoshua. That's why Moshe davened davka for Yehoshua. And that's what it says in the Pasuk. Targum Yonison. And the Pasuk says, Katchoza Moshe an Visenusei Kora Moshe Lahishaya Bar Nun Yehoshua. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw his Anova, the Anova of who? When Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Anava of Yehoshua, he called of Hoshea, he called him Yehoshua. Because the Anava is that he's a Mesharis Moshe, he's bottled to Moshe. And the male is bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's no chash of Iyamuna, and there'd be no room for tefillah. The whole Nidah, the whole issue, is only that they will blind Yehoshua. He's going to think that the land is really a bad land. For that, you can daven. And that's why he's Yehoshua. He saw his Anava on the Mele. He knows that he's Davik B'Moshe. He's Davik B'Moshe. He's going to have a Muna. So he said, what do I have to daven for? He should be saved from their Eitzah. And their Eitzah is to get people to believe that they can't come to Eretz Yisrael. They're going to malign the land. And therefore, he called him Yehoshua. Kal Yoshiadcha Me'atzis Miraglim. You should be saved from this terrible Eitzah. And with this, we understand very well what we learned from the Gemara in Saita, what we saw in the previous year, that they said a very funny lashon. Pasach Yehoshua de Kamishtai. Yehoshua began to address the people, and as he was talking, they said to him, "Dein Reish Ketia Yamalo." Should this person, who is a Reish Ketia, should he speak? Some learn that a Reish Ketia means he has no children. However, the Maharsha brings from the Aruch that this means that he is a Reish Ketia, that Moshe called him Yehoshua, because the Os Yud is Ketia, right? It's like a half a line. It's like a dot. It's very small. It's cut off. And therefore, he has a Yud in his name. He shouldn't speak. Correct the Maharsha, well, just because he has a Yud, he shouldn't speak. So based on what we said, we understand very well. Because Tfilas Moshe al Yehoshua was because he knew about Yehoshua, that he's a Maimon. He knew that Yehoshua was a believer. And therefore he knows that Yehoshua is going to believe that they can capture the land. And for that reason, as we explained, Yehoshua wasn't sent to tell the people whether or not they can capture the land, only if the land is good or not. So that's what the people said. that this guy with the yud, he's got nothing to say. We're not going to listen to him. In other words, the Meraglim are saying we can't capture the land. And Yehoshua starts to speak, to say, of course we can. And they said, you, Yehoshua, who are you to talk? You have a yud in your name. Meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu daven for you, Kaya Sheachem Yatzis Meraglim. Because he only had a daven about the Eitzah, but they didn't have to daven about the other Eitzah, the fact that you're going to lack Amunah. And therefore they said, we're not going to listen to you, Yehoshua, telling us to have Amunah. Of course you can have Amunah, you're Moshe's Talmud, as we see by your name. But he only asked Yoshiachem Yatzis Meraglim, from the Eitzah of maligning the land. But not saying that Hashem doesn't have that, saying Hashem has power or not. That we're not trusting you, because you're so close to Moshe, and that's expressed in your name. He only prayed for you to be saved from the Eitzah of the Meraglim, from them saying Eretz Yisrael is a bad place, maligning the land. But when it comes to Amunah, he didn't have to daven for you because you're so davuk b'Moshe, you're davuk b'Hashem. So we're not going to listen to you. So therefore they said, you have a yud at the beginning of your name. We're not listening to you. And what's that yud? That yud makes it Shem Hashem, a yud and then a hey. So you have a yud and then a hey in your name? That's what Moshe added to your name? Of course you're Davik Bashem. Of course you're going to say Hashem has the power. You're biased in favor of Hashem. So you have no right to speak. We're not going to listen to you. So that B'siyat D'Shmaya is part two of this tremendous Mahalach. And if you want some Gan Eden in this world, you will stick with me for part three, B'siyat D'Shmaya B'li Neder. And I want to thank everybody so much for listening. This was amazing. And please God, we will continue B'li Neder next time. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.